Chapter 1. Present Day. As Axel took his place at the dinner table, he unfolded the blue cloth napkin and laid it across his lap. He nodded at Hudson, who sat to his right, and to Abby, who took the chair to his left. Not meeting anyone else's gaze, he wondered what they'd be eating tonight. When 3 roast beefs had been served, his mouth began to water. This definitely seemed to be one of the best meals of the house, although he did enjoy the turkey as well. He waited patiently as others helped themselves and passed along the platter. Then he took 3 slices of meat when Abby handed him the tray. As he gave it to Hudson, he didn't look at the mail. He didn't want any trouble. It had been 8 months since Hudson had tried to beat him with a pool cue, and he'd taken the advice from Noah and Blake and stayed away from Hudson's daughter, Eden. He made it a point to never be alone with her, and only spoke to her when necessary. An overprotective father of an unruly daughter could be a dangerous beast, one he had no desire to poke or taunt. As he ate, he glanced around the table and noted Eden's absence. While everyone else laughed and talked, he sat stone silent, very aware of how others felt about him. Most of the females became very uncomfortable in his presence, some even scurrying away like mice when left alone with him. The males didn't necessarily like him. Everyone thought he was nothing but an angry son of a bitch, which simply wasn't true. For sure, his brain didn't fire on all cylinders. There was something fundamentally wrong with him. His ability to feel and identify emotion had been deadened centuries ago. He'd heard the rumors that he remained furious that their planet had been blown to shit, that his father, mother, and brother had been killed, that he simply couldn't put that hurt and anger behind him. He never corrected them, and he certainly never told anyone that if he could have pressed a button and set off the detonator himself, he wouldn't have thought twice about it. The universe was better off without SR-44 and his family. He hoped his father rotted in eternal pain and agony. The human's version of hell sounded too good for him. Abby's feline, Neptune, walked into the room and headed straight for him. The cat howled as he jumped on Axel's lap, and Axel couldn't help but smile. Neptune seemed to be the only one in the house who didn't care about his disposition and actually enjoyed his company.
"I don't know why that cat likes you so much," Hudson grumbled from behind him.
He didn't bother to glance at Hudson as he stroked the cat.
"It's my warm personality,"
Hudson scoffed, but let the conversation go. Slipping a bit of roast beef to Neptune, he sensed Eden's presence as she entered the room, and his body tensed. The air became sweeter to breathe and almost crackled with electricity. She stared at him, and out of the corner of his eye, he watched her sit down almost directly across from him. Taking a deep breath, he concentrated on Neptune, and not the way he seemed to shrink in her presence, feeling about 2 feet tall, a direct contradiction to his 6'6", 250 pounds reality.
"Where have you been?" Hudson asked, annoyance in his tone. "You were supposed to help me with dinner."
Despite his best efforts, Axel couldn't hold his gaze from her for long. They met up often in the silo, and it seemed no matter how hard he tried to avoid her, the more she simply appeared before him. Short of locking himself in his quarters, there didn't seem to be any way to dodge her. If he believed in any deity, he would have sworn Eden and he were being shoved together by unseen hands. He glanced over at her as she looked around the table and got settled in. She pushed her curtain of coal black hair over her shoulder, her eyes glowing a light yellow that reminded him of the inside of a lemon. Her fair skin held just a tinge of pink in the cheeks, and her plump lips pursed together before she answered her father. She was the most beautiful female he'd ever seen.
"I didn't feel like it,"
Hudson sighed.
"We all have responsibilities around here, Eden. And to make life work in the silo, we all must chip in."